Han nåd, giv vårt vår, giv vår kvinnset vår. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. This past week, our church's sacred calendar brought before us the life of the soldier saint, Surpkevork, Saint George, who applied, back in the 4th century, the discipline and the courage and the fight of a soldier to the Christian faith. Now, of course, tragically, in the same last week, Azerbaijan, with the full support of Turkey, has attacked Artsakh and Armenia by extension. And so the lives of many brave Armenian soldiers have been brought before us. Yeritskin Anna is keeping close contact with her family, whose son is an officer in defense of Armenian Artsakh. We've been in contact with Armenian Army Lieutenant Colonel Armen Zakarian, the senior representative at MacDill Air Force Base to CENTCOM, and we've asked him to speak with us after our Hokey Hunkiest and after church about this crucial situation in Armenia and Artsakh. And most poignantly, the souls of the now over 200 young men who have given their lives in defense of Artsakh are before us right now in prayer. And we'll be doing again Hokey Hunkiest for them presently after this sermon. So both our sacred calendar and our personal calendars are moving me to preach today about soldiers and what sets them apart. And that's namely, I believe, their exceptional calling to endure all trials, even unto death, for a cause that is greater than them. Again, Timothy's words in his epistle, "You therefore must endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Soldiers remind us that some things in life are worth fighting for, wholeheartedly. United States soldiers have fought for freedom of conscience for Americans and went at our best for others around the world. Armenian soldiers have fought for the protection of endangered homeland and heritage, and at this very moment are putting their lives on the line to repel Turkish-backed Azeri incursions into Nagorno-Karabakh. Soldiers are special, for sure. But their calling to endure great hardship, even unto death, for something greater than them, is also the calling of you and I and every Christian. That's why it's in our Bible. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Being a soldier of Jesus is something that's easy to spiritualize and keep as some abstract belief. But good soldiers in the U.S., in Armenia, remind us that fighting for a greater cause, the sacrifices as well as the glory, is very, very real. Though most of us will never physically go on the battlefield to make these sacrifices, nonetheless, our scripture reminds us that all of life is a battle with our enemy. And though this enemy is mortally wounded, the evil one still threatens us. As one man put it succinctly, a Christian without affliction is only like a soldier on parade. We Christians are always in battle. We're always afflicted with pandemic, with societal divisions, with a war in Armenian homelands. These are not times to be a soldier in a parade, in our minds, with no sacrifice. These are times to get our hands dirty, fighting the good fight in any way that we can. We're called to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ, enlisted in his army. And what that means specifically for you or for me varies as greatly as there's diversity in people and callings from God. Some soldiers will be called to actually protect and defend in this world, and to them we're extremely, extremely grateful. Most of us Christians, however, are not called onto the battlefield to be fighters, but perhaps we're more called to be like medics, like chaplains. For the war in life rages, And Pope Francis gave us a wonderful metaphor when he said, I see the church as a field hospital after battle. And St. Hagope is to be, I believe, first and foremost, like a field hospital, and we, its staff, nurses and doctors and chaplains, because it's an everyday battle to simply live as an upright Christian and to pray for everyone, including our enemies. But there are also once-in-a-lifetime battles, like the defense of Artsakh and Armenia, in which we're called again to help in any way we can. And so please look again into your bulletins, e-blast, website, into your hearts, and be sacrificial in donating, advocating, and praying constantly that peace reign and the enemy be defeated. And we've always been like a field hospital here at St. Hagope. We bear each other's wounds and the wounds of those in great need. We sent aid to those who needed it during the violence in Syria. We come to each other's aid when one falls ill or has lost a dear one in our family. We give ourselves to other people in our church, not just a little here and there, but we give with sacrifice like a soldier, giving with our whole self. It reminds me of the soldier who was approached on his cot by a chaplain. You've lost an arm in the great cause, said the chaplain. And the soldier said, no, with a smile. I didn't lose it, I gave it. In the same way, Jesus did not lose his life, he gave it purposely. He gave his life so that all might be saved, and we are to do the same for others in return. We're to be called good soldiers of Christ. And we must stay in the battle and man the field hospital of St. Hagope that has been entrusted to us. With the weapons of faith, hope, love, we can give deeply of ourselves and of our possessions to help bind the wounds of those afflicted and disarm our enemy. And today, the need is great in Armenia, so let's do anything we can to help. And for in this way, we too might someday be celebrated as veterans of soldiers of our Christian faith like St. Kevork, honored along all those who, along with our Lord, gave their lives so that all might live abundantly, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.